Across China, this is BBC Learning English.
Welcome to On the Town from BBC Learning English. My name's Finn.
大家好，我是刘佳，欢迎收听今天的都市略影。今天我们来到了泰晤士河的一个岛上，周围都是一些摩天高楼。
Yes, today we've just arrived in a part of London which is called Canary Wharf. It's on an island in the River Thames.
Canary, 金丝雀 ,Wharf, 码头。That's a cute name.
Yes, but Zoe, you won't find many canaries here, unfortunately. This area originally used to be one of the busiest docks in the world, with all the main docks for London.
Dock 也是码头的另一种说法，就是装卸码头。
You won't find many boats here either. It's now been transformed into an important financial centre for London.With modern buildings built on top of these old docks.
It has been transformed, 就是被改造了，改造成 a modern financial center, 非常现代的金融中心。
Yes, and Canary Wharf is now home to the UK's three tallest buildings, which are owned by banks like HSBC and Citibank.
汇丰银行和城市银行。是啊，我还能看见他们在楼顶上的标志呢。
You can see these buildings from miles away at the other side of London.
Finn, there's a museum over there.
Yes, let's find out a little bit more about the history. This is Brian, and he works in the Museum of Docklands.
Yes, in the early days, this West India dock where we are today, was for the goods coming in from the West Indies, rum, molasses, sugar and bananas. And that was, this dock actually opened in 1802.
Brian 说这个码头叫西印度码头 West India Dock. 这里接收从西印度运来的货物 goods.
Yes, that's right, the goods.Did you hear which goods he mentioned? Let's listen again. Brian speaks quite fast.
Rum, molasses, sugar and bananas.
That's rum.
雷姆酒
And molasses.
糖浆
And sugar and bananas. So this dock, it opened in the year 1802, but it is now no longer used as a dock.And in the 1980s, all the docks were already closed and they lay empty. So a new project was started by the government to regenerate the area.
Regenerate, 重建. So now we have all the skyscrapers. It all looks very modern, very different to other parts of London. 我还真想知道在这儿工作的感觉是什么样的。
Well, let's find out. In between all these skyscrapers, there's a few small parks and a few green spaces. And I can see some people taking their lunch break. Let's ask this lady what she thinks.
I think there's a very strong sense of community here. These are people who like to try new things. There's a very strong sense of it all being new. It is basically a pleasant place to work.And the facilities are superb. I mean, everybody eats very well here, for example. It's like that because people can work very long hours. People have been known to work day and night here for sort of 3 or 4 days at a time.
People work so hard around here. That's crazy.
Yes, she said, some people have been known to work 3 or 4 days and nights at a time. It has to be a pleasant environment because people work such long hours.
他说这里的设施 facilities 是非常好，他用的形容词就是 superb， 就是很好的意思。
And she said the food is good. She said that people eat very well around here.
极其拼命的工作也能使自己的胃口大开。这坐着另外一个人，让我们来问问他在这儿工作的感受。
I'm Brian and I work in corporate banking in Canary Wharf. Yeah, I work in one of the tallest towers in the UK, but I'm only halfway up the tower.On level 23. It's a bit like SimCity, really. It's all ordered and planned, and everything has its place.
他可真有意思。他说他虽然在最高的楼里工作，可是他办公的地方就是在楼层的中段。
Yes, he said he's only halfway up. He describes the Canary Wharf area as being like SimCity, which is the computer game.
你玩过这个游戏吗？是个非常流行的电脑游戏，可以设计自己非常喜欢的城市的样子。
He thinks it's like SimCity because everything here is so ordered and so planned.
周围的一切设计的都井井有条。
Yes, but I really like the way that some of these old docks have been developed. They've got cafes, art galleries and museums.
Such a nice atmosphere. Fancy a bite to eat?
Well, I'd love a bite to eat, but... I think we really have to get back to the office.
Okay then, 那咱们来坐船回市中心吧。
You're listening to BBC Learning English.
And that's all for this week's programme. Don't forget you can log on to our website to practice your English and to hear the programme again. The address is
bbc.co.uk/China.
Bye for now.
咱们下次节目再见。